Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're visiting with the co-author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya, required reading about what on earth transpired with respect to the decision to switch sides, if you will, in this so-called war on terror. I think of it as the war for the free world, by overthrowing Muammar Gaddafi violently at that and replacing him with, well, I guess they hoped the Muslim Brotherhood, but instead we've got a sort of free-for-all with jihadists everywhere in Libya and now beyond. He is Congressman Pete Hoekstra, and he's been very kind to indulge us in an hour-long conversation about the book and its insights and much, much more. And Congressman, I just wanted to close our program today with you by talking a little bit about the condition of the U.S. intelligence community. You were just discussing some blinders, some rules of engagement, if you will, that have been imposed upon our military, but also on our first lines of defense here at home. To the extent that that is not simply an isolated incident, but symptomatic, really, of what's going on, how would you characterize the adequacy of our intelligence community to the threats that we're facing at the moment?
I think the intelligence community is totally inadequate. They were not able to predict or anticipate what was going on in Yemen. Remember, the president said that that was just a shining example of American success.
The model for how he was going to deal with the Islamic State, as I recall.
That's right. And it's like, you know, a couple of months later, it was a disaster. You know, the decision to engage with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, you know, the intelligence community was unable to predict, you know, to this administration, you know, what chaos that would be. They were not able to predict what was going to happen.
Wait a minute. The director of the National Intelligence actually said it was a largely secular organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, with no overarching agenda, at least internationally.
That's right. Then the failure in Libya, and then I think, again, a total failure in Syria with ISIS. Remember, they supposedly were the ones that briefed the president that said ISIS is the JV team and these kinds of things. But, you know, this is one where the intelligence community, rather than standing up to a president and saying, Mr. President, for 30 years, you know, we cannot work with these folks. These are evil people. Your view of the world is naive. We cannot engage with the Muslim Brotherhood. It will only lead to bad things. This is a situation where our intelligence community became a compliant organization, and it appears that for 7 years they've told this president exactly what he has wanted to hear, that we can work with these people, and having, you know, radical jihadists overthrow Gaddafi will lead to stability and peace in northern Africa, and they will embrace democracy. You know, we can do the same thing in Syria. We can do the same thing in Iraq. They've missed the boat from day one with this administration. They're a compliant organization. They're not a voice of intelligence anymore.
Is that a function of the personalities involved, would you say, Congressman, or have we allowed a political persuasion to permeate the intelligence community to a point where it really sees its role now as advancing policy, serving policy, rather than objectively providing just the facts?
I think that what we've seen over the last 7 years, and maybe even a couple of years in the Bush administration, it's become way too politicized. They are no longer an objective voice at taking a look at our the threats that we face. They are too often they are providing the intelligence necessary to move forward a policy that's already been determined, and that's a frightening position for us to be in. It needs to be a free and open voice, an objective voice, but today it is not.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra, again, is our guest. We spoke earlier this week with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who I know you know from his days in the intelligence business as well as the special forces of this country. And General Boykin expressed a concern to me that I share, and I wonder if you do as well, that, among other things, the president's determination to close Guantanamo Bay, come what may, seems to bespeak not just a sort of monomaniacal attitude towards that facility, which is misplaced, but also well, an indifference to the importance of interrogation as an intelligence collection tool. What are your thoughts on that, Congressman? Have we, in fact, really compromised the quality of intelligence we can gather by virtue of essentially foreclosing that option these days?
Yeah, we really don't spend much time doing interrogations anymore. Actually, what this president has done, he uses drones more often because, you know, if you capture them, he has no place to bring them. He can't interrogate them. So, you know, under that rubric, it's better off, well, you know, we're better off just sending a drone and bombing them and killing them. And, you know, this whole fixation with closing Gitmo, it's a promise he made in his campaign. It's a promise he made on day one. You would think that after 7 years, the president would realize this is, number one, it's still an essential facility. We've got to find a place to house whatever people we gather on the battlefield. But if you're not capturing them, and if you're not going to interrogate them and learn about their mission and what their ultimate objectives are and how they're going to achieve them, I guess you can eventually get to the point where you can close them. But, you know, the American people, they don't want these people in their community. And if you've got 900 threats in all 50 states by ISIS, why would you move these folks closer and give people in these communities and give, you know, create a target in the United States? Gitmo was a good idea from the get-go, and, you know, get it closing it just because it was a campaign promise. You know, that's not a good rationale.
Congressman, in closing, just ask you, one of the factors that has impelled some of this, I think, misbegotten thinking by the president on interrogation and detainees and Gitmo, of course, have been some of the practices that were used very early on in this phase of the war for the free world, shortly after 9/11, to extract information from some of the more hardened detainees, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. This gave rise to a report out of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence under its then chairman, Dianne Feinstein, that claimed that the United States had engaged in wanton acts of terror. This has been very forcefully rebutted by those responsible for the program, none of whom, it seems, were actually interviewed in the course of this lengthy investigation. But just very quickly and sort of in closing, how do you see the role of congressional oversight over an intelligence community that's in this kind of disarray at the moment?
It has to be very, very aggressive, and you'd love it to be bipartisan. And again, the partisanship has reared its head in Congress and makes effective oversight very, very difficult. Foreign policy, intelligence gathering, intelligence oversight, you know, national security is too important. We need to start to minimize the politicization, and we have to start making this more bipartisan, or we're going to continue to see an American foreign policy that is adrift and an American foreign policy that is ineffective on a global basis. And we see what happens when America is in retreat like we are today. The world becomes more chaotic each and every day.
And unfortunately, it's not just a question of chaos and a mess in somebody else's neighborhood or even the detritus that flows into other neighborhoods nearby. It is a threat to us. And I think you've really laid that out very powerfully in your new book with Terry Blumenfeld, Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, I really can't thank you enough for what you've done, both with this book and in your long and distinguished service to our country on Capitol Hill and now with the Investigative Project on Terrorism. It is a privilege to be able to collaborate with you as we do, and I look forward to doing much more of it in the days ahead. I look forward to talking to the rest of you more about these issues and much, much more tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.